neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
This part that is part of our tefillah three times, we go through it twice in the morning and once in the afternoon in the mincha. So the Mishnah brings that Tane Bar Gapara. So we have a message from Bar Gapara that this mixture could be much better. How can be much better? Put a little bit honey in there. It says Ilu haya noten bah gorotov shel davash. Put a little honey plus this 11 incense. You know what would be? Ein adam yachol la'amod mipenei recha. Oh, so why don't we do this? It's a lama. Ain't mopping but the vash. Why? Wow, put a little bit of honey in there. Why? But no, he brings a different answer. He says, why you don't add a little bit of honey in there? Why?
The text doesn't say.
I know, but what's the reasoning that Bagapara brings?
It's coming from animal.
No. You read this part?
Yes. Yeah.
So what does he say?
Why does he say?
Why
is mentioning it?
No, why we cannot do this?
It didn't say, the Torah didn't say.
What does he say here? What does he say here? Huh?
The dvash is
No. What does he say?
His physical pleasures.
What does he say? Rabbi Daniel, what did you say?
Said nobody could stand the smell of the sweetness.
No. That's good. So it's good. So he said, why they don't add? Why?
Because nobody could stand it.
Mipene?
Shatorah Amra.
Wait. Mipene? Shatorah Amra. He says because Torah has a reasoning for it.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
So, okay, it's going to smell much better. No. Why? There's a reasoning for it. So now, let's see. Can you make the Shabbat better? Can you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, make it better. So now why you don't make the Shabbat there? Huh?
We do every Shabbat we try to make it better.
No, but here it doesn't say that we can make the Shabbat better, but Torah said don't do it. Right?
Because it just says don't.
Can you make your tefillin better?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So how come the only thing the only thing that here he says we can make it better, but you cannot make it better. This is what I says. So this is with everything you can make a new invention, make a new additional, make it better touch.
Okay. Huh? About to add to it.
Yeah,
make it. Says it, but in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim says. This is a Torah I'm giving you, don't subtract it, don't add to it.
Exactly. But now my question is why he's picking this chetore, Bar Gapara. He comes all of a sudden, you know, chetore, we can make it better. We can make it smell like Gan Eden.
That becomes personal. That means you want to let your
this is not personal. It's not personal. No, chetore is not personal. No. It's Abodah Beit HaMikdash every day. Huh?
You add something to it.
We can say it's everything. All the 613 mitzvot you can say.
But we do.
No, he doesn't come. No, he doesn't come and say this we can make better. This time we can make better, but you cannot. Why? Because Torah says the only thing that he comes and tells you I can make it better, but I'm not going to make it better. Why? Because Torah says. Well, that's with everything, right?
There's chok.
There's
certain things that are
chok. So why are you picking this? Why are you picking Ketoret?
So we have to see what the concept of Ketoret is. Ketoret comes to Lechapel Alamon.
So if you were last night, we discussed it last night.
It's for Hashem's work. Anything else that we make better is for our, we put our own quality of quote-unquote better.
Hashem doesn't enjoy you put on tefillin?
Hashem, yeah, that's why.
That's Reach Nechoa for Hashem.
Yeah.
Huh? No?
What's the answer?
Answer?
Yes.
I only ask questions.
He said he could have as the Aaron HaKohen. He said he could make something better, but he didn't do it. He did exactly the way Hashem asked for it.
No, yeah, you're right. But no, my question is why Barapara picks this? Why?
Violate of the authority.
Yes. Yes.
What's the remedy?
No.
You behave good, everybody came on time.
Barapara is teaching us how you look at life, and that is other matters, maybe not. I have an idea to make it better, right? But here, I'm sure, definitely, 100% is going to make it better, right? Other things, maybe I can make a little remodeling in my tefillin, like make a color different with my suit, you know, brown, brown tefillin, green tefillin, yeah, maybe egg shape, make it a little bit more exciting. But here, there's no doubt, he says, or talk, a little bit of the vash you put in there, you start, ba'ananim, so flying in the clouds. Here, Barapara is teaching us, even though, you have no doubt, he's going to make it much, much better. But, you have to make sure, this is parallel to Torah or not. If it's not the parallel to the Torah, even though that is going to make it better, you're gonna lose. So what is he teaching us? Even a matter that you owe 100% you know that it's gonna be better. But if it contradicts with the Torah, you're going to lose. More so that you know maybe not. Stay away from it. Because if the 100% definite thing that you know is going to get better, but doesn't match with your manual, with the Torah, Tenerusha, stay away from it. This lesson, don't ever forget. Don't ever forget. Make sure, even though that you know, any decision you're just about to make, anything that you're going to choose, that you know, wow, this is perfect, 100%. You have to feed it to see if Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be partner with you or not. If it contradicts even tiny bit, stay away from it. Run away from it. Because that's not going to work. Maybe it looks good. Maybe it looks something that maybe something is going to come out of it. But if it contradicts it to Atenu Dusha, run away. Don't go near it. And that's what Barapara is teaching us. The Torah that he picked, why? Because he knows. Look at this. Ooh, what a reyach. What's wrong with it? Why not? Everybody enjoys. No. Because Torah mera chol se'or v'chol devash lo tachtiru mimenu mishel Hashem. So there's a reasoning that doesn't match with the Torah. Even though they might not hurt anybody. So what's the big deal? But when the Torah says no, so just you have to stay away from it. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.